On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Break out the balloons, it's Tory Day.
Ooh, are they filled with helium? Because then I can make a funny voice.
Yes, they are, Tory.
I have to do that every
okay.
time.
Yes, they are.
Ooh.
Oh. That wasn't good.
I don't have real helium.
That's a Jerry Lewis part.
Yeah, you always do that. You do it so well.
I know.
If Jerry ever dies, if he ever, I don't think he will, you can step right into that role. That role.
Yeah.
Of as many roles.
I'm waiting. Speaking of roles, how are you doing?
Tori's good.
Oh, you're speaking to third person today.
I don't know.
Ron's good, too. I just checked with him about 10 minutes ago. He seemed okay.
Well, let him know when he comes back. Have him do the show with me. Because well, that's what I'm here for, dude. Well,
as soon as you show up, dude, then
right.
he'll show up.
Sounds good.
Hey, Tori got a haircut.
I don't see it.
Thank
are
you.
Are you kidding me?
Actually, thank you.
But I did.
Oh.
I redid bangs.
Turn around.
They're in the front.
Oh, well, I know. thought the bangs were in your pants. I wasn't really sure.
Banging
about
me in
that.
The back. What are you talking about?
No, I just thought that you did a whole haircut,
oh,
but you
no,
just
no,
did bangs.
No, no,
I wouldn't notice
yeah.
bangs. Nobody notices bangs.
My hair is up in a bun anyway. What are you supposed to see?
I have no idea. That's what I was trying to figure out.
I sheared myself like a sheep.
Yeah. Well, it's New York Fashion Week. So,
oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Every week.
Well,
what is this week's special?
There's no fashion.
Like
in New
Shark
York
Week's yet. Every week on YouTube. What's wrong with you people?
Shark Week.
Jesus.
Shark Week.
Fashion
I can
week?
I can understand Cancer Month or something, you know.
It's every month. It's every day.
Shark Week? Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, bloody limbs. And what does it mean? Are we waiting for the gross
bloody
stuff?
Limbs. That'd be a great name for a nickname for somebody.
What?
Bloody Limbs. When's Bloody Limbs going
well,
to
Halloween's
show?
Well, Halloween's coming. They'll just do it with the trees.
That's right. But, oh, I hate Halloween. It's my worstest
I know.
Holiday. Next to no, New Year's is my worst. Halloween's
Uh-oh.
My second worst.
Oh, why?
Yeah. Which one?
Why
which one? New Year's Eve I can't stand because people just get drunk and celebrate for no reason
yeah.
whatsoever.
They're drinking.
And it's no different than the next day, and it's just stupid.
Because people want an excuse to drink.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
planet are you on?
Exactly. Earth. So that doesn't work for me.
No.
So that's the worst.
Right.
And then the second worst is Halloween because we celebrate blood and gore.
The devil.
And it's just so odd.
Yeah.
I understand that kids like to collect candy, but let's make a kids collect candy day. Why do we have to associate it with blood and zombies and
well, I've mentioned this before a long time ago, I think, about Halloween.
Oh.
That I think it should be always scary costumes. That's what it's about. It's supposed to be scary. Are you putting scary music on? What just happened?
No, I just touched something.
Ooh.
No, it was
in
my
public?
It was your volume. I just made you louder.
I didn't feel it.
Because I thought it was significant. That's what I do. If you say something significant, I'll raise the volume.
Thank you.
Otherwise, it
should
comes
never
down.
Be. It should always be low.
By the way, before we go any further, and I'll never remember what we were talking about.
It doesn't matter. I just want
Halloween
costumes
the
scary.
Tory show.
Ooh,
it was fun.
Thank you.
And kids of all ages, go to newenglandbroadcasting.com. It's like a purple thing, and listen to the Tory shows.
It's only 30 minutes of your life. I mean, 28 if you do intro, outro, although...
You're being very technical now.
You should listen to the whole thing.
It's
the
fun.
Music is awesome, so just put it all on and chill out, man.
It's cool. It's very cool.
It's
cool. All right. We're talking
it's
about...
It's crazy. Just that I think Halloween costumes should be always scary. What's with Mary Poppins and little kitties and dogs and things?
See, that's... See, I'm
it's
the opposite.
It's supposed to be ghosts and witches
no, see,
and
I don't
skeletons
get, I, how did it get into
ghouls?
That? Because
that's what
Halloween,
it's about,
you're just
man.
Dressing up like something else.
No, no. It's a scary thing.
Yeah.
Stop with the funny costumes and the... I mean, I guess it's too late now, but I think originally it was supposed to be... If you go to Salem on Halloween, which I've done three times with three different people on
yes.
Halloween, it's awesome, by the way. I don't know if I'll ever do it again, but at least I've done it.
Mm.
there's a lot of scary costumes. That's the thing. That's what it's about.
Well, it's evolved into scary costumes. I think for the kids don't need to be scared.
And there are kids in Salem on Halloween, which is bizarre to me.
Why?
That people would bring their little children to this madness.
Well, I know.
They're going to get trampled.
I know.
You better really have a harness on them.
Yeah. Well, those are the parents that give their kids beer at 3 years old. Yeah.
Well, they do that in Europe.
I just, you know, I think Halloween should be like busty nurses.
Because you're a guy. That's what guys think.
Isn't it funny how Halloween, yes, it went toward the gory and the scary, which I find is appalling because there's no reason to.
And historical. Thank you.
That's fine. But anytime someone dresses up like a nurse or a schoolgirl or a superhero, if it's a female costume, it has to be skanky.
Of course.
And how do we get to skank for a kid's holiday? I just never, I couldn't.
That's a good point.
It's weird.
And, yeah. We're taking it over. Adults take over everything.
They really do.
They make it like seem for kids, but it's not really.
I don't know.
Because we're all kids inside, man. We want to just, we don't want to grow up.
I mean, it's not that I don't appreciate skanky, but on a 12-year-old, no. Yeah. No, thank
you. I know.
No, thank you.
Well, that's Merca, and we have to come to terms with that.
It's Merca.
Merca.
It's like Jared's running the country all of a sudden. And it's same on the internet of highways.
Oh, yeah, don't go on there.
Anything.
Don't ever go on the internet.
If you punch in schoolgirl, which is a perfectly natural thing to do if you have a school and a girl, you'll get like everything that comes up first will be all the skanky porno.
Well, why don't you put a filter on your searches? You can have a safe search, you know.
I'm not going to put a filter on
you.
You can't put
to.
A filter on me.
I
no
know.
More than I can put a filter on you.
I don't want one. I tried to, you know what, sometimes I look at the Google images and I said, is my filter on? Why aren't I seeing anything really disgusting?
Yes.
And my filter is not on. It's just that I'm not looking in the right place or something.
What kind of phone do you have?
I have a Droid.
Okay. Smartphone?
Samsung, yeah.
Okay. I'm pissed.
Uh-oh.
I got,
you know what that means in Australia?
Drinking.
Drunk, yeah.
Drunk.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it is.
If you learn one thing today, when you say you're pissed down under, they won't think it's mad. They'll think you're drunk.
Well, it's like smoking a fag.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I guess you could do.
I don't ask, don't tell.
Cigarettes?
Right. Oh, yeah. Of that,
You live in a flat?
I know. We use the lift to get to the flat.
Yeah.
I know. It's cool.
I don't get it. Because it does lift you, but what if you're going down?
And you're
going
to post a letter.
That's right.
I like that word.
Well, we use it for post office. So
it's still post. It's stuck around.
Yeah.
They're going to be all done, though, post offices. What do we need those for?
Why?
Email. Everything's email, man.
Oh, no. You'll always need the mail.
Yeah, because you get packages. They're going to have drones doing it.
Well, they'll always be seniors.
Not always.
So you'll... Yeah, they're always will.
Why?
Because everybody who's young is going to be a senior. Forever.
Yeah. Oh, that's depressing. Especially when I go out driving. I'm on the roads, it's even worse.
Sorry, I was watching the Neographic. I was watching the National
You're
Geographic.
You're making it words again. See how the brain... I said that to my daughter the other day.
Yeah.
Your brain, you try to talk. She said, I made the window bigger. She meant she opened the window.
Yeah.
She goes, I made the window bigger. And then we laughed about it because you just talk as fast as you can, and whatever comes out, you cross your fingers.
Really? Really, really, Donald Trump?
Yes, good
So I'm watching the Neographic channel.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just going to call it that.
Yeah. And it was a very interesting, very beautiful thing
about... That's a good channel.
It's very nice. It was about the universe and that the suns, you know, stars are suns, that there's that they've noticed now that... When stars die, and they all do, that they suck in the planets.
Oh,
the
like planets, a black hole?
Yeah, planets just don't die cold. It doesn't happen that way. It actually gravitationally sucks them in, and everything just explodes and burns up.
Uh-oh.
And the narrator says, this is what we've discovered actually happens, and it's kind of sad because eventually that's what's going to happen to this solar system. Guaranteed.
Yeah, but we won't be around to see it.
We won't be around to see it, but it was kind of like...
It's awesome. Let's suck it up.
That wasn't awesome, Tori. It was like the ultimate doom.
No, it's not because...
I know we're going to die before
that. I think it's beautiful. No, but I think it's beautiful that we're all going to get reabsorbed into space.
Everything.
That's perfect.
Everything.
We came from there. Why don't we go back there?
Well, I don't know where we came from.
That's where we came from.
I'm not sure.
The universe, and we're going to go back to the universe. You heard it here first, for a third, folks.
Well, we're not going anywhere, really.
well.
I mean, maybe to a cemetery nearby.
Well,
I don't know.
Your physical form.
Oh, here we go.
I know.
Let's move on then.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm watching. Yes, yeah, so anyway, that's it.
So the National.
Gee, it depressed me.
I mean, the Neo.
It depressed me. It depressed me.
Well, you get depressed easy. Tell the truth.
No, I don't. I don't get depressed ever. I get concerned.
Oh.
I get concerned. It made me feel
like Alfred E. Newman. Worry.
Yes. It made me feel like you better live for today.
Oh, yeah.
Because tomorrow you don't know.
Yeah, that's always true.
Yeah, and it is always true, but you realize it in certain circumstances.
Trump presidency.
Yeah, you better hurry up and live.
Yeah, he's going to roll over onto that button.
And then I said to myself, well, maybe I should go skydiving. And then I said, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Well, it's not risking. I kind of really don't want to.
Yeah, you have vertigo. I don't know if I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I have no reason to do that.
To terrify yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Just watch the news. It's pretty terrifying.
Yeah. If I want to fly, I mean, put propellers on my back and I'll go like 2 feet off the ground. I'll be happy.
I can't even see you doing that.
No, you can't even see me.
On a bicycle. You and Donald Trump. Remember when I said that like 2 years ago?
Tandem.
When Donald Trump wasn't really the way he is. Well, he's always been this way.
Always been this way. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Did you hear the latest with him? Oh my God! You're the one usually telling me.
Well, which one?
Well, I walked by a television that was on. I don't look for it, but it was on, and I walked by and heard.
Yes.
Him talking about something about his health issues, and Hillary's health issues.
Yes.
And his wife, and she was going to eventually say how she came to this country, but then she never did.
Yes.
He's really sketchy.
He doesn't answer anything.
Yeah.
He won't release his tax returns. He's running for president. He won't release his tax returns.
He's not really running, I don't think. I think it's all a joke.
Do you know what the latest thing is, Tori?
No.
I don't want to talk about it because...
Uh-huh. Please do.
They're even in the polls.
Oh, no, don't tell me that.
I don't understand it. Where am I living? What am I doing wrong?
It's not going to happen, though, Ron.
I know, I like to have fun
with it.
I know.
But
you know, I think that, I'll just talk for another second.
Okay.
I think that the real deciding time is going to be the first debate, which I think is September 28th or something.
Oh, they didn't already have something?
No, they had a little thing, but they didn't.
I missed the thing.
It wasn't a debate. They were interviewed individually on the same stage at different times.
Oh.
This is the first time they'll be on stage together talking to each other.
Well, they're just going to, you know what's funny is they're going to disrespect each other.
Certainly.
And they used to be good friends in a fake
way,
but still.
Correct.
I don't know
if it was a fake way, Tori. I'm not even sure it was a fake
way. Well, it's all that way when you have money and you rub elbows with people. I don't know how real these friendships are. I think they're more impressive, like
probably,
ego. Like,
probably,
what do you have? What do I have?
Exactly. And he admits that's why he has relationships. I can't believe that everybody's falling for this crap. He admits that he gave money to her as a New York senator, hoping that that if he needed a favor from her, all he had to do was call her up and he'd get what he needed.
And did you hear the latest?
What?
Not the latest, but how he tried to get to Chelsea's wedding. He tried to crash it.
Yes.
And he called up saying, "Where's my invitation?" or something.
Yeah.
It's crazy. This man is so. Anyway, I could go on and on. It's just the Donald Trump show. I don't even talk about him on my Tory. I don't think. Did I?
I don't recall.
On
I don't
Tory.
Think so. On your Tory. Well, that's a new way of putting it.
I have other fish, bigger fish to fry.
Tasty.
Is it Friday?
You fry fish?
Friday. Yeah, today's Friday.
It is Friday.
I will have some. It's Tory weekend, isn't it? You always say Tory will play the weekend. So I guess it's Tory weekend.
I crack open a beer when I listen to you on weekends.
Yeah, beer gives me headaches.
I was kidding. I really don't drink beer.
I know. You drink vodka.
Vodka. Beer is highest in carbs.
Oh, yeah. So if you want to run a race, it's good because you need the carbs, right, for like a marathon. So you should be drinking beer before you run.
If I was running a race, I wouldn't be fat.
Oh. Oh. All right.
I don't quite understand. Yeah, you do it because you're
don't
burning
you run
everything.
Off? Yeah, you burn them off.
Yeah, but I'm not running a marathon.
You're not running at all. If I see you running, Ron, I'm going to run too because someone's probably chasing you.
It's that, I don't even think I'd run to catch a bus. I'd say,
there's another one
coming.
Like men, there's another one coming along in 20 minutes.
I'm just going to cancel
the trip.
I'll go home.
Yeah, I do. I cancel lots of things.
I do too.
Bail easy. That's my problem. I think I should talk to my therapist about that tomorrow.
Bailing?
Yeah, I just turn tail and run. If the slightest problem, I go, forget it. I can't do it. And that's a self-esteem or whatever it is problem. I have to really try to conquer things more than just like for a second and give up if it's too hard.
Oh, I'm aspiring to that. I'm
worst.
Serious, man.
Really?
Oh,
I love when I have nothing to do. I'm like, I have nothing to do today. This
Me
is
too.
Awesome.
Me too.
I just had to
I look
sit
at my
and
calendar, and if there's nothing
really?
On it, I go, this is cool. This I got
really?
A day off.
I want every day off.
Yeah. No, who doesn't? Well, you get. It's a habit when you have a nice day and no one's bothering you and no one's challenging you. You don't have to
so
do
not,
anything.
So that's not abnormal?
Well, unless I'm abnormal.
Well,
so I think you're still in trouble.
Yeah, we're both in trouble.
You're still in trouble.
Because I don't want to do anything.
So I get a call today. on my telephone.
I'm waiting. They're going to get another one.
By the way, I'll raise my hand. I still have a house phone. Am I stupid? Am I ignorant? What is it?
I have one too.
Yeah, well, because we're both over 10.
Right.
So anyway, so I get a call. It's the second time I've gotten in 3 days, and it's a very nice American lady.
Ooh.
And she's saying, "Hi, is this Mr. Van Damme?" And I said, "Yes." And immediately I figure, oh, I must know you somehow.
Right.
And she says, "Do you know all about plankton?"
Oh, my God. You mean like on SpongeBob? He's like the bad guy. Mr. Crab is good.
I like really, Mr. Crab.
But plankton's
although
evil.
I had Mr. Crab in Bermuda. I'm sitting on a toilet seat.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
God.
That's where Mr. Crab is not an enjoyable character.
I thought it was like something you ate.
It is something you eat, Tori, but it's also the name of a disease that itches you in a place you don't want to be itched in.
But plankton?
It's like shingles on your privates. It's awful. So she calls up and
plankton?
She says, "Do you know the healing properties of plankton?" And I said, "You know, I don't think I've ever gotten a phone call like this."
Right, they have the internet if I really want to know. What do you want to do about it?
Well, I came into it. And she said, "Do you take vitamins?" And I said, "Yeah."
Oh, she's nosy.
Yeah, I said, "Do you clean your vagina? I mean, why are you asking me these things?"
Jesus.
She says, "Well, because the plankton is incredibly nutritious for the body, and it'll extend your life, and it's the best thing ever." And I said, "Well, I don't discuss this stuff over. I don't discuss plankton over the phone because that's like really private."
Oh my God!
Yeah. If I'm interested, I'll go to the internet. And she says, "Okay, well, thank you anyway." She's trying to sell me some plankton vitamins over the phone.
That's a new one, huh?
It is a new one. Then 2 minutes later, and
oh,
this
no.
is true.
Oh,
you
no.
can check with my.
Oh my God!
My
I'll check your phone records.
Yeah, you can. I don't have phone.
Who
records,
says I don't?
Honestly.
You make a lot of calls to Brazil. I've noticed.
Yeah.
What's that about? I wasn't going to mention it, but
well, you know,
thought I'd corner you.
She got horny again, so I returned the call.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I don't even know what that meant, and I'm sorry
And I'm sorry I asked.
Yeah. So another call comes through, and it's a person from India.
Of course.
And they said, "Hello, I'm Funji Buni Buni," and that's really his name.
Not Babu?
No, that's different. and he says, "I'm with Windows." And I thought, well,
that's the Microsoft.
Yes.
You thought the Windows, like in your house.
Well, I kind of knew it was that Windows.
Good time for a joke.
And he said, your system has been hacked.
Oh, my God. They're still at it.
Yes. And every time I say the wrong thing, because this is like horrible.
And they're trained. They train them.
Yes. And they are actually calling from India. This is what they do.
Yeah. Dollar an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. That population were the original. That's where the gypsies came from.
Romania?
No, they came out of India actually originally, and then migrated up
so
to Romania because I think calls were cheaper in Romania.
Wow.
Anyway, so and I got mad and I said, "Look, call somebody else who's stupid." And then I said to myself, "Somebody else is stupid." I just called myself stupid.
Good one.
Wait a minute, that didn't come out right.
I know.
Then I hung up on him. I get these calls, like, I'd say once every month at least, and it angers me so much that they are able to do this, that there are people, if they call 10 people, at least one of them out of 10 is going to say, "Oh my God, here's the way to get into my computer system," and then they're in there, and then they actually do hack it.
So you should be like a superhero crime fighter. That would, you know, help save people.
I don't understand
old people.
How this can be allowed. I don't. And I also don't understand why they use people with Indian accents to the point where you know that's what they are.
Mm.
You know, I don't get it. I don't get it. I just...
We're not supposed to get everything, Ron. We're just supposed to be absorbed into a black hole someday.
Think of all the people who are taken by this.
I know.
Oh, I don't understand why the FBI doesn't shut them down.
There's natural selection, Ron. Some people just aren't going to make it. You know.
Well, I guess that's like plankton.
It's the pecking order. Yeah.
Isn't plankton isn't that for bottom feeders?
It's in the ocean, I think. I mean, I used to hear seaweed was good for you. They had seaweed pills.
Yep.
Maybe they still do.
Yep.
We're all supposed to go back to the ocean, Ron.
I have a friend. His name is Ricky. I won't say his last name. And
Bobby?
No.
Ricky Bobby?
And he lives in New Jersey. And
of course he does.
He's a millionaire. Times and times over. I visited his house once. He lives in a mansion.
It is Ricky Bobby.
No, it's not. His first name's Ricky. And I said to him, "How did you unmask this fortune?" I did.
You said
amass.
Wow.
Yeah. I felt very Elizabethan at the time.
I guess so.
Because he lived in Elizabeth, New Jersey. So he said, "Well," he said, "Do you ever hear of the icy hot stuff?" And I said, yeah. He says, well, we kind of came up with that.
Wow.
And I said, oh, I said, does that really work? And he goes, no.
No.
No, he said, it's, you know.
It's like a eucalyptus menthol, right? Yeah. So it just makes you feel like your skin is.
That's all it is.
Well, use Tiger Balm. Tiger Balm's good.
It was the marketing of it and the branding of it that he made his millions off of. What he does is he takes obvious things, brands them and markets them, and people buy it thinking that it's some big new revelation when it's been there all the time. Yes.
Good for him. That's the American way.
It is the American way.
If you're dumb enough to fall for something, then good for you. Then that you deserve it.
He comes up. He there's a berry somewhere in the Himalayas or something.
Acai berries.
It might be acai or it might be like acai.
Or a raz.
Not a raz.
Or a blue.
A blue? I've never heard of that one. It's some kind of berry, and I guess he picked it out of his ass or something, and
a dingle. God.
A blue dingle. He branded it and marketed it, and it does absolutely nothing, but he put it in bottles in a pill form, marketed.
That seems illegal, though. If you're making a claim that this will do something.
It's not illegal. It's not approved by anybody, not even the...
If you're ingesting
it. Not even
the
truck driver.
Maybe the Icy Hot can get away with because you're putting it on, but if you're ingesting something, there should be some kind of regulation.
No. Not at all. Over-the-counter crap,
Why does he tell you this? And you're announcing it.
Because we used to be childhood friends, and I hadn't talked to him in decades.
So he told you he's a shyster?
He found me on Facebook.
Everyone can. You have 4 pages. They better find you. If they can't find you, there's something wrong with them.
How many pages do I have to have for people to find me? This was years ago, and I called him, or I Facebooked him, and I said, if I'm in New York area, I'll stop by. And I did, and that's nice. And he gave me his address.
You went on his yacht? Wow, cool.
He probably had one, but I didn't go on one.
Nice.
We didn't get along at that point.
At what point?
At that point.
When you went to his house?
Yeah. It was just, when you haven't seen somebody for decades and decades.
And you invite yourself over, it's awkward.
It is awkward, but you always feel like you're going to pick up where you left off. No, you don't. You don't. You think you do, but you don't.
But why not try? At least you put the effort out, so you can have good karma now.
Yeah, I love good karma. Bad karma is bad.
Yeah.
I like good karma.
Well, there's a song, Karma Police, Radiohead.
Karma, Karma Chameleon.
Yeah.
Is that
Boy
right?
Boy George, Culture Club.
Right.
We should be playing like background stuff when we do that. See how I put like little background songs in my show?
Yeah, it's too much work. I'll have George do it. George, you listening? Put some background in it, please.
Yeah.
And it's funny, Boy George, and he really kind of wasn't.
No, he wasn't a boy.
No, I don't know what he was.
Well, he kind of was.
In those days, you didn't have those things. Now they're
called... You didn't have those things. Those trans people, those things.
Now they're on TV.
Well, he was more like a drag queen to me.
Yeah.
He was just putting on makeup and stuff.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's crazy.
He never chopped anything off.
No, I don't know. I don't know if people chop. I can't
see
that part.
Some people, of course they chop.
Well, I don't have to read about the chop. I don't see the chop.
Oh, yeah.
All I see is the face changing and the Botox and the boobs put on or coming off.
You're talking about Caitlyn Jenner, aren't you?
Yeah, probably. Probably. All right. Did you hear about the Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah.
But you're talking about the Olympic guy.
This is a new one.
Vanilla Ice?
No.
Oh, that's the one I heard. Vanilla Ice went on Dancing with the Stars, and he did Ice Ice. He danced to Ice Ice Baby. Oh, he's my age.
Right.
Danced to Ice Ice Baby with this chick.
Yeah.
And they did a really good job. I liked it. I mean, I only saw the clip. I don't watch the show, but I was on trending on Facebook, and I went, Vanilla Ice trending? Every time somebody's trending now, they used to have a little clip of the story, what it was. Yeah. Now it just gives their name, Kid Rock trending. I'm like, oh, my God, did he die? Vanilla Ice trending. Oh, my God, did he die? I think of that with every name. Isn't that wrong of me?
It is wrong of you.
But it's never the case. Except once it was with Alexis Arquette. That was the case, and I felt bad.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So Ray Lochte?
Yeah, this is the Olympic thing, but he's done something else now?
It premiered last week on Dancing with the Stars.
You said it was going to. Now it's on?
It's on.
Oh, no.
He's on this season. And he did his dance.
Did they throw rotten tomatoes at him?
Two people ran up from the audience and tried to tried to tackle him. In doing so, apparently they injured Ray.
Oh, you can't do
Ryan,
that.
I guess.
You can't injure people. You can throw rotten tomatoes at them.
But there were these two people actually, you don't see that on television. I mean,
They kept it on? Why didn't they edit it out?
It was live.
Oh.
It was live. And, Yeah, and then afterwards they arrested these guys, and the guy said, we did it because he disgraced our country, he's a liar, and he's a disgrace to this country. And
was it that guy from today? Was it what's his name?
Al Roker?
Was it Al Roker?
No.
Okay.
What, he does the weather. Why would he tackle people?
Oh, you didn't hear about that? No. The Al Roker thing?
No.
He went on a rant about that guy about 2 weeks ago.
Good for him.
Well, it looked a little like he was very disturbed about it.
Well, I am too.
I mean, yeah, it just was funny how they focused on him really having to say what his piece, and the other two anchors were just kind of like backpedaling about it because they were all cozy with the CEO or something.
Maybe.
There was all kinds of talk about it. But Al just spoke his, he spoke
Al.
His onions.
Good for Al. I agree with, I would too.
Okay.
I'm incensed. I'm incensed that in this country, if you do bad things, break the law, lie, you get to be on a television show.
I know, because you're famous now, and they want the ratings.
So suck. It's not funny.
I know.
Grammatically, that was wrong, but whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm very mad at this boy.
You're a madman.
Did you see my show?
I did. Madman? No, you know what? I never watched that.
I neither.
That's another one I never got into.
Seemed kind of
I didn't get into Breaking Bad or Bad Men, Mad Men. No, I'm not going to jump on those wagons. I'm already on my own wagon.
What, are you drinking again?
My wagon is The Walking Dead, Game of Thrones.
You got enough wagons going.
You know what? Don't give me any more. Right now, The Outsiders. I'm savoring it. I have one episode left. It's already back. I'm binge watching. Mm. And I have one left. And I'm just waiting. Because it's David Morse. You know, he's up in the mountains. He's talking like a hillbilly. It's my hillbilly show. It's my guilty pleasure. And they're making moonshine. And this, you know, he's like the Brennan
like
of the
part.
Group.
Mm-hmm.
They g'day, what do they say? Not an Australian thing, but they say g'day. But they don't say it like that. I can't say it like a mountain man. That's their little clan chant. But anyway, I have one episode left, and I'm just hanging on. Oh, when should I watch it? When should I watch these 49 minutes of wonderfulness? When do I do it?
You know, Torrance, I try to binge watch and binge drink and binge eat and all that
stuff. At the same time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can multitask. Nice. I can multi-binge. Now, I try to binge watch, and after two episodes of anything, no matter how incredibly wonderful it is, I want to just save it and go away for now. Because
right?
I feel like I'm going to start disliking it.
Yeah,
overdosing on it. And I literally can't watch more than one or two because I do start to get bored no matter how good it is.
Well, you know what they do on Netflix? And I don't have Netflix, but I know this for a fact. Is they, like some episodes, they put them all out at once.
Yes.
You don't have every week.
Right.
So like Orange is the New Black will put a whole season, a big chunk of it. So that's the only way you can do it is watch it all at once or whenever you want. But still, there's not like you wait a week. So what happened is with Orange is the New Black, another bandwagon show, I binge watched the first season.
Mm.
Second season comes on, I watched two episodes and I gave it up. It's been on four seasons now. After two episodes of the second season, I went, you know what? It's the same old shit.
There you go.
It's these women in a prison.
Yeah.
Maybe there's new characters coming in, but you know
what? How long did it take you to figure
that out? They're in a prison. I don't care anymore. I don't want to see it. It's a true story. The lady was really there for like a year and a half, I think, something like that in real life.
Yeah.
They're going to drag this off for 10 years.
How many episodes you watch before you figure that out?
I watched one season.
Wow,
and
which
then
is how many episodes?
Maybe 10
That's a lot,
or 12.
It's a lot of binging.
And then the second season, I waited, and I'm like,
this
isn't the same thing.
Yeah.
I liked it when it was all new. Yeah. Now it's old.
Everything changes.
Except my other shows. I'm telling you, the Game of Thrones does not do that to you. It's so involving.
Can't get into it.
I can't
say so.
Stop it.
I started watching a little bit of it, and I thought, why don't you people bring it up to date?
I date Joe when I dated him. He binge-watched 3 years for me.
Good for you.
Could you believe that? What commitment? What kind of commitment is that? And then he took me to the movies, and we watched it on the big screen. Even though we'd already seen the episodes, they put them on in IMAX.
That's blind commitment is what that's called.
Oh, I appreciated the heck out of that. No one's ever done
Didn't
that
really
for me.
Matter.
Binge-watched a program for me.
So
he read the books. So it wasn't like he was totally cold to it all. Didn't know what it was.
Get him anywhere.
Yeah, that's probably true, huh? When it comes right down to it, in retrospect.
Why bother?
Yeah, well, he's a wonderful person.
I can see doing things for other people. I think that's a nice attribute.
Yes.
I wish I had it.
I've dated people that don't have it, and that's, I don't know what I'm thinking.
I do it every once in a while, and then I get mad at myself for doing it, saying, this isn't me, though. Why am I doing this?
What do you mean?
Why am I doing something for somebody else?
Really?
To that extent.
No, you can't question that. That's human
nature.
I'll
buy flowers or sit through a bad movie once, but I'm not going to binge sit through
movies.
You won't? No. That's a lot of binging.
Well, it's how much do you love a person?
Not enough to sit through a season.
I would. If it was like a car show and my dude is into cars, I'm going to do that because I'll probably like it myself. I'll learn something. Can't you learn something from something else?
Not about cars, no.
Oh.
No, I don't think I can.
Oh.
No. Okay. I've always lived my life where you can be with somebody, but you don't have to be them.
Well, yes.
And you do have to intelligently be able to hold a conversation about it because they have interest about it. You learn about it.
Right.
But to have the depth of involvement as the other person does, as a showing of solidarity, not necessary.
Yeah,
not necessary.
I agree with you. I don't have anything better to do usually.
Oh, that's different.
Isn't it? If I had some kind of goal, then yeah, maybe I wouldn't have time to do binging. Should binge a goal.
I don't understand why you're not running a company.
Yeah, and my mother always tells me that. Victoria, you're a troubleshooter. You need to, a CEO. You need to be a personal assistant. Okay, so
You would be horrible at any subordinate job.
Yeah, and
I am. Where someone tells you what you have to do and then expect you to do it.
Yeah.
That's horrible. And I can't do it either. I can't.
I do it for a while because of the money.
I won't do it. Well, I do it for
money.
But
I'm picking on everything around me, going, what is wrong? That's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong.
And that's what an executive does. They sit behind the desk and they know instinctively what to do and what not to do. And it's not that they've ever had to do it, but they just know what works and what doesn't.
That's true.
And you sit there and go, you do this, and then you do that. And like you have to tell the people what to do because you know that that is going to work.
Right.
And that's the attribute that you have to sit back and say, you do it. You have to have very heavy opinions and hard, solid opinions to be able to carry it off. And that's your attribute. It's just getting into that.
It is. Well, that's when people tell me to do something. I end up doing it my own way eventually because my way is better than their way. And then I get spoken to. But I'm like, well, this way is more efficient and better.
But you need to invent something like the Tory toilet seat.
Or the Icy Hot.
Yeah, very similar. Very similar. That way, you start at the top.
Right.
And work your way down, apparently. But
yeah, because I'm already on my. I'm already going down the hill. Once you get a certain age, then you start going down the mountain. You start going up for a while, now you're going down.
Well, you got to find your own mountain.
Yeah,
I gotta find it. There's a lot of mountains,
right?
A lot of mountains.
Are the outsiders there with their moonshine? Because that's one you want to stay away from.
Okay. Oh, well, you're getting into the binge show watching again.
They lock you in a cage when you're bad. Then you got to stay out there.
You're crazy.
It's a wild show. I mean, it really is so bizarre. Anyone watching it, they can't. They got to be from Middle America drinking beer. I can't believe I'm watching it. I feel like I'm not the demographic for this show. But that's what's so interesting about it. I'm just so far beyond. Me. I mean, I'm not watching Downton Abbey either, but it's the complete polar opposite of that show.
Did you say I'm so far beyond me?
Did
you say that?
Maybe. Should have said it's so far beyond me.
Oh, because that was an interesting title of something.
I'm so far beyond me.
That is so...
Trademarked today by Tori and Ron.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
It means
trippy.
So much.
Yeah.
It stops you in your tracks, that sentence. It just, you go, oh, I've got to stop everything and figure that out. That's very good.
Because I do things that I just surprise myself.
So far beyond me. Wow.
Yeah, why am I watching The Outsiders? Or it's just called Outsiders. Why am I watching that? I only watched it because I saw a cute guy in a promo or a picture, and I went, ooh, who's this? What is this about? And one thing led to another.
There you go.
And he's the guy that's with the mustache and the Kiwis skirts.
Oh, all right.
I don't know. He's cute. He has a black girlfriend in it, Sally Ann. I forget his name. It's like Harley or something. No.
Davidson?
It starts with an H. Hallamore? I don't know. But he's like this young guy. He's kind of cute. But he has a weird mustache and beard. He looks like the devil. He's got a little devil look.
My problem right now is that when I watch television, I watch a lot of talk shows and stuff at night.
Busman's Holiday.
Thank you so much. So... I'm watching these things, or I'm watching the Academy Awards or the Emmys or something like that, and they have all these people coming up who are these gigantic celebrities and stars.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea who they are.
Yeah, me neither.
None.
No, I don't know a lot of
that
stuff.
I've never seen
them. Things that are trending on Facebook, some half of it I'm going, who is this? Who is this about?
And they're incredibly popular. Like they talk about their babies and it's I don't know who they are.
No, there was a guy that was having kids with somebody. They had a whole bunch of kids. That was the TV show. Yeah. Apparently having 100 kids, and he went off and started calling prostitutes or something. See, I don't even know.
Is this a new thing?
No, it was like a year ago.
Oh,
I forget what it was
that's
about.
A new thing to
me. See, okay, yeah. Well, you maybe you binged it.
Well, I'm wondering if you're going back to like the 80s or 90s or something.
Oh, no, this was some dude, and he was in trouble for calling. Remember they had that whole thing online, we talked about it, where they were exposing all these married men or something that had called, you know, wantohaveanaffair.com.
Yes.
I don't know what it's called, Ashley Madison.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Well, he was involved in that, too. Uh-huh. He was one of the names they found. This guy that was on a TV show having a bunch of kids. And he's supposed to be all religious. The religious people are the worst. I mean, let me just be honest. I've known a lot of right-wing conservatives that go to church, and they are the freakiest people behind closed doors you ever will meet.
Do you know why?
Because they're bottling it up. They're putting on an act.
That's correct.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I'm not going to get into detail, but let me just say it's true.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. Not that I've ever... You know, it's so scary now with all the hacking into systems and emails and all that. Now, they're hacking into everybody's email. I don't know who they are.
Email's never safe.
It isn't ever safe, but we've turned it into a hacking world where everything is, there's no privacy with anything anymore.
No. But people say, you know what the argument is, Ron? Well, if you're not doing anything wrong, what do you got to hide? How about my own personal freedom?
Well, it's also that anything, my privacy can be stolen.
That's my concern too. Your identity.
Yes. And I don't want, man, you know, I text you, I text other people sometimes.
Sure.
And when you're texting back and forth, because we've talked about this a thousand times, there are no intonations, there's no there's no thing that says, and this is sarcastic that I'm going to say now.
So people write LOL.
Yeah.
It's supposed to cover everything.
And then even LOL bothers me because I say something that's like fairly serious and they go LOL and I go,
people are doing that on my Facebook. That there's laughing things now. I have something and then people, some people laugh at it. I go, I don't know. I'm supposed to be sexy, not funny. I'm sexy, damn it. What are you laughing at me for? And then I get all off on that tangent.
Yeah, I know. It's just everything's mistaken because everything's out of context.
Right, right.
And that's the other problem with all this stuff.
Yeah. There's problems. Life is. I don't get sucked back into that universe. You know, I'm really hung up on what you said.
I didn't have problems before this fucking Facebook came up and all this social media crap. I remember my life.
Yep.
And it was just so nice.
Simple. It's a new set of problems that you got to deal with.
It's not going away. But it's not just a set of problems. It's everything. It's everything is stuck in that machine.
Right.
There was an article that Sears and Kmart and the big K and the small B and all that.
I haven't been to a Kmart in a long time.
Yes.
Stores
are closing because you can just get it online. And I say no.
Oh.
No. I don't. When I
You want the brick and mortar, as they call
when
it.
When I give somebody money for something, I want to take it home with me immediately. I want it in my hand.
Right.
Here's your money. Here's your product.
Well, come on. You never bought anything through the mail?
I have, but I don't like it because I...
I have, but don't make me do it.
No, because half the time when I get it, I don't want it.
It was an impulse buy.
That's not what I thought it was. It's like, you didn't tell me
problems.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I got to send it back at my expense.
Right.
If I go into a store, I can put it in my hand and say, take it with me now.
Well,
it's immediate gratification.
It's a dying art. Sorry. Like a bookstore. It's dying out, unfortunately.
We're killing our...
Everything's Kindles.
The meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
Look, how many people are going to lose their jobs when Sears closes?
People already have because some parts of them have closed. And
but that's the problem. You see, our technology is killing our own job market.
Yeah, because I want to be able to try clothes on sometimes.
I have bought them online, Tori.
But you know what? I want to be able, if I put it on and see how it is, then...
You're a woman.
As far as I know.
And you know that if you're a size 6... That when you put on women's clothes, such as I do, when you put on women's clothes, and that was an LOL, by the way.
Yeah, well, I did date a guy that did that.
All right. Okay.
He was a cross-dresser.
Okay, whatever.
He was a nice person.
I'm not saying he wasn't. Anyway, you're a size 6. You can't just order a size 6 pair of pants or whatever the hell you wear or dress. You have to try it on because a 6 by one manufacturer
is
like a 2.
And my body's funny. It has to fit.
LOL.
I have an LOL waist. And you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
So I have to, things don't always fit.
So so it just doesn't work.
No.
It just doesn't work.
And plus I'm short. Everything has to be tailored.
You can't
buy children's clothes.
You can't buy clothes online.
I do buy children's clothes.
It's just, and we're taking the fun out of going into a place and shopping. That's supposed to be a wonderful pastime.
Yes and no. When I take my mom out, it's like hours of backbreaking.
All right. Fine.
And my feet hurt. I'm like, Mom, well, you can gotta we
have,
go?
Don't you have to help her buy things online?
No, she doesn't understand
the
internet.
Okay, fine. Well, then she doesn't get anything, does she? She no. can't go shopping and she can't buy it online and she has nothing.
She has to stay home and do nothing, yes. which is what I aspire to do. Yeah. Except that I want to run a company.
From your home.
From my home. No, if I could tell, you know what? I'm a warden. And when I go into the polls, whenever we go, I love to dictate. Mm-hmm. And tell people what's going on. And they say, uh-huh. And they don't give me any trouble.
No, that's your
Never.
Thing.
They
it's
do exactly what
calling.
I tell them. I
it's
love
your
it.
Calling.
It's perfect. But when I was working up the ladder at that place and I used to be one of the inspectors, I used to have to do exactly what they said.
Yep.
And I did it. But so I can do their jobs too now. If they go out to lunch, I can do that job, which is good because that's why you work from the bottom up, people. So
Correct.
You can do all the jobs.
Tori, don't lie.
No.
What is it?
Tori got back.
What was your phrase that we trademarked before?
I am beyond me. Oh, we'll have to rewind it.
Yeah.
I.
Or at least you have the disease too.
What happened to me today? I wrote it down. I was going to put it on the Tori show, but I'll talk about it here real quick. The most irritating thing, and you know it's true. You put something down and you'll lose it. Why is that happening? It was right. It can't go very far.
Right.
It doesn't grow legs and walk away.
It's
right in the vicinity. Yeah. I was looking for my comb. Mm. I had to go find another comb. And that was irritating too.
Have you still not found the comb?
No. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I want to go down to Job Lot and buy 1,000 combs just for that. I get so mad, but I'm like, I'm not going to. Calm down, Tori. Calm down. You're not going to go buy 1,000 combs. You're just not. I mean, I will do it, but I don't want to do that.
You know what the funniest thing is? You tell somebody, I lost my comb. I can't find it. And they always say, and it's the funniest thing in the world. They
Where'd you
say,
leave it?
When's the last place? Yeah.
Then I didn't have it, idiot. Right. I'm going to call
if
them
I
that.
If I knew that.
Yeah, I won't say you idiot. What did you just say to me?
It's the most stupid thing one can possibly say.
It is.
Yeah.
It is, but I'm always in a bad mood now. We laughed about that before the show. I used to be once a week, and once a month, I mean.
Well,
now it's all the time. I'm in a bad mood. I'm catching myself, too. I think it's menopause. I don't know.
Oh, that's possible.
That I still, every 28 days, so it can't be menopause exactly, but I know that's down the road. Sometimes I think Marilyn Monroe had it made. She got out long before menopause.
Okay, good for her. You know, that's a strange thing that you just said. Why did they
Everything
call?
Everything I say is. Yeah, yeah.
Why did they call the woman's situation when she goes into that phase of sexual life menopause when men don't go through that?
I don't know. But you know what? I just remember we got to do real quick.
Get out of here?
No. Oh. I had asked questions from viewers.
Yes.
From listeners.
Yes.
Listeners, not viewers. Yes. And we had a couple of questions.
Okay.
Tracy in Canada.
Okay. Hi, Tracy.
Tracy in Canada. She wants to know if we've ever talked about online dating. It sounds like a gold mine of
things.
No,
we haven't.
So that's Tracy. We'll do that for Tracy.
Or maybe he'll be on a Tori show.
Dave from Rhode Island said he is an eligible bachelor. Illegible bachelor.
There's no parents?
No. No, that's illegitimate.
You can't read his? You can't read his stuff?
Yeah, he's an illegible bachelor.
Illegible bachelor. I can't understand what you're
Dave,
writing down, Dave.
Dave from Providence. That's you.
This is why you're a bachelor, Dave.
It is. And Miranda from South America.
Carmen.
Carmen Miranda.
Right.
Where in the world is
I don't
Carmen
know.
Miranda? I used to love that show.
Where's the last place she left her?
I don't know. She's with my comb. My goddamn comb.
She took your comb.
I don't know. She's using it now.
Bitch.
I'm buying 1,000. Go to Job Lot after this. Buy 1,000 combs. Stop me. Yeah, Miranda said, I said English is the hardest language to learn. Because
yes.
I said, what do you want discussed or discussed?
Mm-hmm.
You know, spelled different ways.
Sure.
I said, that's why English is the hardest.
That's
she said,
it.
No. There's other. She's an ESL teacher in
Whatever.
South America.
Okay.
Carmen. And she, so she said that's not. So we have those topics, the online dating, which I've done it.
I've done it too.
Have you? You did it long ago before the internet. Ron was doing it.
I really should take that part out.
He invented it.
I really should.
I know because Ron was hooked up long before the internet came around.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably not a good subject.
No. So edit that right out.
Yeah, my face is pretty red probably right now.
It is. So we're going to edit this all out.
Okay. You have to be careful. Okay. I think we're out of time.
Well, online dating, I've done it, and I don't think I'm going to do it again because I've done it so many times, and look where I am right now.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to put that to bed.
It works for some people.
They're weirdos. I'm telling you. Not all of them, but a lot of people out there, they're not what they say they are.
I'm a wedding videographer on the side, like coleslaw, and there's probably 30% of the weddings I've done in the past 10 years have been online dating successes.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they're going to be married that long necessarily. I don't know that.
Right. But I used to take pictures at weddings, and a lot of times they'd be divorced. I'd find later they got divorced, and I'm wow, was it my fault? Am I the jinx? Did I bring this on with my bad pictures?
That happens.
Gosh.
It really does. Because that's...
They were young, though. A lot of these people are young, and I go, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Figure it out first.
Yeah, have a life first, and then lose it. All right, we are out of time. We have to go do a television show.
Yeah, let's bring it on over there.
Bring it on.
You can see my new bangs.
Yeah.
In the back.
That'd be fun. It's one way
to... Turn around, Tori. I'll make sure your haircut. And it's just the bangs.
Where do people watch that, Tori?
ECAT. Easton Cat. .org. Mm-hmm.
Which is redundant, but fine. Okay.
Everything's redundant.
And what's the email, Tori, in case someone wants to contact either for your show or for this show?
Well, Ron Van Dam.
Oh, I thought you had it. Okay.
Oh, I don't. Oh,
okay. It's ronvandamshow@gmail.com.
ronvandamshow@gmail.com. Has anybody sent anything in? Did you check? I'm going to make you check right now before we leave.
Fine.
And see. What up? What up, dude? There.
Have yourselves a wonderful day. We wish you peace.
A price for my bill when other people have that.